Do you think there's a story about UFOs coming up?
I don't know. Could be.
Could be. Now then, have you seen Stargazing Live with Professor Brian Cox this week? Maybe you're one of the many people giving the skies a bit more than a cursory glance lately. But did you spot any UFOs up there? Well, if you live in Medway, keep your eyes peeled, because a 21-year-old claims that he's snapped a couple of unidentified flying objects over Chatham. Our brave, intrepid explorer, Ben Foxmulder Croucher, went to investigate.
So today, BBC Radio Kent have beamed me into Chatham to investigate some unidentified activity in the Medway Mist.
I knew what it looks like straight away. It looks like a UFO.
That's Anestas Griskas, who recently snapped two unidentified flying objects on his mobile phone. Intending to capture a cherry picker from his bedroom window, he was startled when he looked back at the photo to see two flying saucer-shaped objects staring back at him from the sky.
The only way it can be made is, for example, if a picture's being taken and in that image someone does a reflection or someone, for example, froze something.
Now, whether it's flying saucers in Sheffield, unexplained objects in Oxford, or aliens in Aberystwyth, sightings of UFOs aren't as uncommon as you might think. If you're in your car at the moment, stuck in traffic, let's take a look around you. One in five cars are likely to have an occupant that believes aliens have visited our very planet. Indeed, the government took the issue so seriously that the Ministry of Defence even had its own department to monitor these strange sightings. It examined over 11,000 cases before it was closed down in 2009. And according to ukufo.co.uk, there were 80 sightings in Kent alone in 2011. That's compared with 21 in Glamorgan and just 20 in Berkshire. So does Kent have some alien attraction? Well, possibly not. Professor Paul Davies from Arizona State University says the unexplained phenomenon could be down to a whole variety of things.
There are many, many things that we don't fully understand about the atmosphere. Just because you don't know what something is doesn't mean it's a flying saucer.
The most common mistake's actually the planet Venus. It's known as the Queen of UFOs because of the number of occasions it's been mistaken for an alien object. Other common errors include satellites catching the sun's rays, water droplets, bugs or animals, or indeed defects in the camera, or simply light reflecting off a window. Anestas can't quite fathom how the strange object appeared, though.
There's a lot of people been saying, oh, you know, it's just a reflection and it's all fake and everything, but, you know, I wasn't out to trick anyone. I did take three of those pictures, so the lights in my room weren't on.
Well, I guess we'll never know then. This is Ben Croucher for BBC Radio Kent.
Spooky, eh? Well, now to help us try and make sense of the findings...